You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Demon Slayer Manga Reading Club podcast, part of the Weird Science Family Manga Podcast Family Non-Network. I'm here with my man, Luke Hollywood. What up, Luke?
What up, Jim?
Luke is here.
Demon
fresh.
Man keep us from entertaining everyone in
that
the
is
entertainment
true.
District.
Listen to you. You sound as drunk as you were on St. Patrick's Day.
About a big.
I love the idea that just to tell everybody, on St. Patrick's Day, you know, of all
St.
days,
Patty's Day.
Luke gets a hold of me and goes, we better record before I get too drunk. I think when you were typing that, you were already too drunk.
Too then
I didn't hear from you for two more days. I'm like, I guess he got too drunk. So well, here we are. Here we are with the Demon Slayer, the moneymaker, some would say. And with that, we're still in the entertainment district.
Yeah, we're not making any money in here.
Oh, maybe you were hoping that the idea was you would pass out so long that I would just record the rest of these entertainment district episodes by myself. But no, we're here.
I need to go into a coma because
you might.
Never ends, you know?
I tried to withhold you and restrain you with like a potato or something. I have to throw something
delicious.
Irish in there. A bottle of Guinness I have
that's
there
more
in
like
your
it.
Mouth. That would, but you just bite and drink it. So it wouldn't work. So I guess we can't do our Irish Demon Slayer play that we've been thinking
well,
we were going to do.
He is wearing green, so you know he's halfway there. Not that we
that
can
is true.
With this black and white color.
Yes, we couldn't tell here. Oh, is it? Goodness. Is it actually green? Yeah, I guess it is. You're right. So we could
there
do that,
go.
Right? I don't think he's eating like corned beef and cabbage or anything, but who knows?
Maybe not. I don't know.
But here we go. What are we talking about, Luke?
This week we have the Demon Slayers Kimetsu no Yaiba's Chapter 84. What is important? That is a good question. Clearly not well-drawn fingers.
Yeah, those fingers are a wreck. And I told you beforehand, I said, what's up with this hand? And then I said, I'm not going to say anything because people get angry that we're dissing anything because people do end up getting a bit, you know, possessive of things. But
you know,
that hand is a wreck.
Listen, when you're in the entertainment district and you got to entertain yourself, you know, your hands be looking funny, too.
That is true. Like, is that actually, I guess, what you could say that might be the stranger is what that is. But you know what? We're not a stranger to the entertainment district
about
because we're still with this fight.
Oh,
but
geez.
As we saw, Nezuko, she got out of her box and she was attacking and taking down Daki. But it's going back and forth.
Her
the whole
one
thing.
Leg. Kick combo.
Yeah, she only has one
really well.
Combo, but it works because of how quick she can heal, and that it's just going to continue here. Though by the end, it looks like we might be done here, and the way it ends, I don't know. It when we get to it, just keep in mind: is it a good ending, or is it like why didn't this happen six chapters ago? Because boy, Tengen could have shown up easily, you know, earlier. But in this, you want to go with the whole Nezuko, and she's in full out demon mode. And we really see how much in this. But in the meantime, you end up having Daki, who's like really struggling. Like, man, I've never had to deal with her. She's not even an upper level demon. But what I'll do is I'll just slice and dice. I will slice her into a million pieces with my Obi.
Works
and then
every
just
time.
Says, I'll absorb you with the Obi. This is going to be great. Obi this, Obi that. And you end up where she does that. But in that weird play, and I'll tell you too, this, it gets a little hairy here.
Oh.
It gets a little bit hard to follow at points, but when you do see what's happening, it is pretty cool because what ends up happening is you end up slashing Nezuko, but she never quite comes apart. The blood kind of solidifies
it's
and actually there's dolls like that where you have the doll where you pull the leg and it's like got the rubber band and comes back, right? Those sort of things. And those are the ones where you can make them walk and dance and become your best friend because you don't have anybody come to your birthday party.
Amazing.
You know the ones I'm talking about, Luke. So you end up where this happens, where everywhere she's sliced, it looks like, okay, she's done. But everything like zips back. Everything
she
connects with the blood and zips back.
She's
in fact,
cooking. Oh, my goodness.
And in fact, she's like, you would think she's falling to pieces, but she isn't. And part of her even severed limbs are kind of like attacking and blocking. It's pretty crazy. But then to add on to that, Nezuko's like so super powered here that her blood, because there's a lot of blood spouting about, which becomes important in a minute, where the blood gets on Daki, it starts burning her. She's
crispy
completely on fire.
Season.
Yeah. And so is this part of that family? Because remember, Tanjiro, he has the mark. that he would be that kind of fire Hashira kind of type. But he admitted that that was just because he was trying to save his klutzy brother and got burnt. So it wasn't. But is this part of running in the family? Is this just a demon thing? Because Daki is very, very confused. Like, oh, my God, she has demon blood that actually burns demons. This doesn't make sense.
Crazy.
She's on fire. A little less sexy at this point is the problem. And I do think that when Tengen shows up, that's what he's really concerned about. It's not the idea she's a demon. I just think he's like, you don't have the bling, glitzy flash. Yeah, you might be fire, but it's because you're on fire and he takes care. But so while that's happening, then again, Nezuko's just snapping together as Daki is burning. And then Nezuko really felt like you see her being really like demonic, like she's evil. And she's kicking and a kicking. I mean, she really does do a lot of kicking, and she's smacking and bashing Daki into the ground. And then even then, while Daki's on fire, and then just pretty much it's like a free kick here. Boom, right out this building into another building to then have her jump and kick her into another building. I mean, it is pretty bad butt, as we say. So while that's going
a tour of the entertainment district feet first.
I was going to say foot by foot. So you end up all that going down, and you do then have Nezuko. And Nezuko at this point really feels to me almost like the Demon Slayer Terminator. Like she's just walking, like boom, kick again, walking to get there. But then she's a little distracted. Uh-oh. She looks over, and I'll tell you right now, she looks over and sees a girl who is hurt. Now, Nezuko has lost a lot of blood. She looks over. I thought, actually, like, why is it that Tanjiro is dressed up as a lady again? Because it kind of looks like Tanjiro in my mind, the look. And I thought maybe that would be, but she sees the blood. And that's it. This could be the end of Nezuko. This could be the end of a lot of things here because she goes to attack. She is so fired up in this demon mode. She's lost a lot of blood. She's been ripped apart and put back together and ripped apart. So she goes after this girl and is going to eat her. And luckily, out of nowhere, Tanjiro jumps in. And I hate this idea. I hate any time swords or knives are involved in like biting down, but it does look like the scabbard's still on there. But you never can tell, I think, but maybe not. But she bites down on the sword. He comes behind, puts that to be that muzzle, and then says, fight the hunger, fight it. He should have had a Snickers, maybe. But she's doing that. I didn't know what was going on or how they were going to get out of this for some reason. And it makes no sense because if Nezuko drinks blood, it's over. She's now full out and you probably won't even be able to have her around. But I thought Tanjiro was going to like, here, have some of my blood, but didn't
it
do that.
Count when we're related. Now,
like, I thought that it'd be some weird thing like that. Like, oh no, or hey, they'll make a rule because they do make a lot of rules after the fact of things. So, it was willingly given to her by a family member who was. No, it wouldn't work.
It's like a transfusion.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we have transfusion confusion going on. But he says, I'm sorry. And there's classic Tanjiro. He ends up, please, Nezuko, don't do this. Fight the hunger. And then just blames himself for everything.
I'm sorry, I passed out. I needed to heal my fingers. They were looking really weird.
They're really mangled up. They look like they call me the Claw. And says, I'm sorry, forgive me, I made you fight. I'm sorry I made you fight. And then says, I can smell your blood all around. I know that you've been hurt. I'm sorry, but I'm here now. Your big brother is here to protect you.
Sniffing.
So you get what in this whole, and it, like we like the Entertainment District stuff kind of at first. It was kind of fun to see, you know, the rest of all of them dressed up. And, oh my God, you know, you have this going on and that. But when we get to this fight, I think this is a decent enough deal because you end up having Tanjiro who he doesn't know what to do because he needs to keep Nezuko kind of bound that way or she's going to eat somebody. There's also bystanders around that Daki is going to attack, or if he goes to stop Daki, then Nezuko will go get him. It's like he doesn't know what to do. He actually, it's like a standoff of just himself. He has no idea how he can go and save these people. Somebody's going to get hurt. And at that one point, the Nezuko's like, we're going to launch out of here. And just jumps and just goes
lift
boom
off.
Right through, you know, lift off through the whole roof. What's going to end up happening, it's crazy, but you end up where the save comes in. Because at that point, you do have Daki, and it's still in awe, like, I don't know what's happening here. This Nezuko is way beyond, and she's using demon blood, demon art. It's a blood that burns demons. This is crazy. It's going to take me a while to heal. I'm not as sexy now, but I'll strut around like I am. But I'm going to go, and I'm going to kill some people. And that's where Tanjiro's like, I don't know what to do. And he really comes down to, oh, crap. And you do see a little foreshadowing for a page turn where all of a sudden these diamonds come in. And that's a lot of blanch. Tengen shows up. And it's really like...
It's about time. Did he take like a wrong turn? Like, what happened?
Yeah, and that's the thing in my mind, too, where you have... There's Daki, who's just bad, right? She's walking. Now, she's the Terminator, all burned up and scarred, walking to kill them. Tengen shows up and wants to have a side conversation. And he's, oh, you okay? Oh, my God, Nezuko, you know, what's going on? And then actually starts to say and says, her demonization is really advancing, very flashy. So he's in. But he also says, like, what's going on? You promised me that she didn't like eating people, and she's going after. This isn't too great. I don't know what's happening. So he's just talking. And you do end up where Tanjiro at that point is like freaking out and is like kind of like pointing like over there. And he's like, you talk big in front of the master, but how is she really doing? Is she going to eat people? Oh, my God, this is crazy. You still have Daki just walking towards them. And then finally she says, you know, hey, dudes, you know, the Hashira. OK, I can go and attack him. The thing Tengen's like, what? Eh, shut up, I'm not talking to you. He just completely ignores her and tells her to beat
it. Enough when you don't got a face.
He ends up, this is so easily done as far as we see, that now I'm angry that he did not show up six chapters ago because he doesn't even want to even, it's no concern of his. You know, maybe if she wasn't all burned up or something, you know, maybe. You know, shaming her, but says, I'm not talking to you, shut up. Everybody else is having a problem, then turns and says, you aren't the one I was looking for, right? You're too weak. You can't be an upper rank demon. And you have them where Daki is very like, what? Like, this, what's happening here? I'm getting attacked by one who isn't an upper thing. I'm burning. And then all of a sudden, slap, done, beheaded. It seems like it's over.
Yeah, but like, does he even, does her head just fall off or what? Like, I don't even know if they do it.
There's the flop. I think that maybe he did something that you didn't see, like it's that crazy? I don't know, but yeah, he just says that. Maybe it's like the idea his cutting wit ended up, you know, his cutting insult sliced her. So she's like, what the? And we'll have to see. Now we could end up finding out that it's one of our other kids. You know, it could be a bunch of different things going on from behind because she does maybe seem to be distracted. I think it might be Zenitsu. I'm hoping it is Zenitsu that we end up getting because that would be, yeah, that's all of it. And then when he comes in, we said it before, like, you have Nezuko, while she's full out demon deal, that's also given her a bit of a buxom look. So, you know, you might end up having that being a deal. You might end up having whatever the case may be, but we'll have to see. But it's kind of crazy. We'll have to see how it goes. But I do hope that it's Zenitsu because then he'd probably pass out. He'd be all upset. But what would you give this?
I mean, it is what it is. It's more entertainment stuff. You know, it really does. I know we've been saying, like, oh, this has got to be, you know, we're nearly there at the end. But this really does feel like, you know, we got Tengen showing up. We got heads popping off. Windily, oh, my goodness. And, you know, we got munching on swords and good stuff like that, too. But, yeah, I mean, this feels like the big crescendo that we've been asking for quite a while now. And it was, you know, these are still decent chapters, but the entertainment part of the entertainment district, as we've said before, is not really what it used to be, Jim. Oh, no.
No, it isn't. I'm just wondering, like, this entertainment district scarred for life. Like, nobody's going there anymore. Oh, like, buildings like getting destroyed.
Oh, I can't, my really. Goodness.
Nobody. Yeah. So what is your score?
I'm going to hit it with a flat 7.
Yeah, I think I'm a 7.5.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of just, I think the stuff is big with Nezuko, but you could have had all this, what happened here, and even in the last chapter, it's just Tengen showing up is pretty cool. So at least we have that. But I, you know, I don't even want to tell people that I was looking ahead a little just at the chapter deal, and we're not quite out of the entertainment district. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Again, we like to make the jokes, but
it's getting stale at this stage.
And there's no different. It's the same set piece. They're usually, you know, if they're not on the roof, they're just jumping down to the ground. And it's just that area. And it's just it's kind of getting to the point where we need to move on. But we'll see how it goes. We'll be back next week to do that. But thanks for joining me, Luke. Thanks for getting up and not being so drunk. And then thanks, everybody else, for listening, possibly drunk. I don't know.
Maybe they should be. It would make this a lot more entertaining.
After they hear us talk, they're like, they need to. Boy. So maybe that's our lot in life. But thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you later.
You are all weirdos.
Weird science is the revolution. Weird science is the revolution.